That's right. It'll be good.
Okay. It'll be good. That's a famous last words, Adam. It'll be good.
Last words of what?
Of people who aren't good at things. Mm-hmm. Oh, we got, oh, by the way, we got memed this week.
Oh, does that mean we made it?
I think so. I think once you're memed, it's good. I actually have to look. I should have brought it up. It's on the Instagram. Did we get a message or we get tagged or something? I'm too stupid to know the difference.
Okay.
Okay. So I got to go down and find it now. You vamp while I figure out how Instagram works.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, I found it.
Oh, okay. Great.
Oh, okay. Oh, the meme is gone now. It's a story that Mark Cooper put out on Instagram. I think he was making fun of you for the cold open or something. Something to do with, it was a hockey fight or something.
Who's Mark Cooper?
One of our listeners.
Oh, no, I've not heard that name before. Does he
do
the photo challenges?
I used to hang with him, hanging with Mr. Cooper. That was me.
Oh, has he ever put in a photo challenge for the monthly challenge?
I've seen his name before, so yes, I believe so.
Okay.
I believe he goes by a different name, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can't meme anybody unless you, or definitely can't meme us unless you post on the photo challenge.
No, he's the donkey lasher. In fact,
Okay, he can meme us, yeah.
He sent us a message a couple of weeks ago. Oh, holy cow. I wish it was a couple of weeks ago. It was about 4 weeks ago now. And I have not responded yet. That's how bad I am at email. Okay, so this has taken a turn. So no wonder he memed us. I didn't get back to him on, because he explained what donkey lashers were.
Oh, okay.
I'll tell you off the air, because this has already gone on too long. Mark, we hear you. I blame Adam. Hello and welcome to episode 583 of the Two Hosers Photo Show. My name is Alan in Tübingen, Germany. With me as always is
Adam in Vancouver.
What's going on in Vancouver, Adam?
It's getting nice outside. It's lovely.
Yeah.
It's fun to be outside these days. So there you go. February, I think it was cold this morning.
Yeah. Yeah. February is always nicer than March here in Germany. I don't know why.
Okay.
So there you go. So it was nice, and then I was outside today, and that wind was ruining my lips.
Okay. Yeah. Yesterday evening was actually all day yesterday here was delightful. Yeah, just sunshine.
Did you go
sunshine.
For dinner on the patio? That was Saturday night. Did you go out for seafood
no,
on the patio?
No, we didn't. We did go to a friend's house for a birthday. So we did go out, which is unusual, us actually going out. But we did go over to a friend's place for a birthday and had like a nice meal. So that was nice.
Okay. Did you have salmon?
No, but that's funny you speak of salmon. We asked Jack today, like, you know, we thought, oh, we don't have any big plans today. We said, you know, let's have a nice dinner. What would you like to have? And he said salmon. So I'm going to go down to the dock and get a fresh salmon for dinner tonight.
Get a nice sockeye. That's the move.
Okay. All right.
Do you knew that. I was talking to the listener. They you know what to get.
I like coho just as much, so I'm not the sockeye. It's again to me the way I make it on the barbecue, I really, to be honest, I can't tell the difference. No, I can't tell the difference between the two other than the color. The sockeye is a much darker color, but in terms of the taste, I can't tell the difference.
We don't get great salmon here. I mean, it's fine. It's like it's Atlantic stuff. It's no, like, you can't compete. It's not. It's nowhere near what you can get down on the docks in Stevenson. But we eat it. We try to eat it relatively often. My kids love it, which I'm surprised by because they're 8 and 10, and typically you don't start liking salmon until later. But we do every once in a while too. We'll do the soaked cedar board on the barbecue and just smoke it out with the smoked cedar. Fantastic.
Nice.
Recommend doing that. Go down and get some cedar. Yeah, soak it the night before, really, and then to get the full effect. And then here's the move. for the listener, and I don't know if Adam, I'm not sure if you're in for this or not. Highly recommend it. You do the smoked cedar deal, and then when you bring the fish in, you take the skin off, throw it back on the bare barbecue it up, eat the skin.
Nice. Yeah, I like the skin. I eat the skin anyways, yeah.
Good. I'm glad to hear it, because not everybody likes it. Okay, we've got that sorted out. That's still, right, I'm telling
salmon,
you, that's the
everybody, salmon.
And eat the skin.
Not this is not in the shoot anything interesting, but in what's going on, I just thought of this. I bought on a whim during the week, so since we last recorded, the Peak Design everyday sling case that I had mentioned or hinted at earlier, kind of around Christmas, I think I said I was going to buy. And then funny thing is, again, part of the supply problems, it just completely disappeared, impossible to get anywhere, sold out everywhere. And even Amazon selling it for between 2 and 3 times the retail price, because it's gold dust. So sold out everywhere. I was walking around London Drugs waiting for my daughter to finish up her community theater thing. So I was just in London Drugs, and on London Drugs website, nowhere. And like, I think you'd have to go some obscure London Drugs on the island, like a million miles away from here.
Courtney.
But anyway, no, it was much further than that. But anyways, they had one just sitting there in kind of tucked in the behind some of the other cases. And I was like, oh my gosh. So I pulled the trigger, bought it. And it is unbelievably awesome. So
nice. Nice when you get lucky like that.
Yeah, so it was just a fluke. I bought the 6 liter. They have a bigger one, but my point, the reason I wanted it in the first place was sort of in between bag. Like, I have that low pro kind of like one that top loader zoom one where you can put the full frame with the 72-200. It sits straight down, and it's perfect for just that setup, except for it's a thin strap. It's very uncomfortable with the weight of that camera and blah, blah, blah. It's not a comfortable bag to carry around, even with just a small setup. And then the backpack is great if you're taking a whole whack of gear. But again, it's a sling strap. And if you put a camera body and 3 lenses in it, or a couple flashes, couple lenses, it's just a lot of weight to lug around. So this is kind of a perfect in between, like a camera body with a lens on it, and then one other lens. You can't beat this. I completely forgot. I took it out yesterday. Completely forgot I was even wearing it. Like, it's so comfortable and nicely designed, nice thick strap, all the Peak Design. I think I'm people like Apple or whatnot. Like, I'm definitely 100% on board. Like, Peak Design stuff is amazing. Now I have the couple of their different straps and now the bag. Like, it's, the stuff is amazing. So there you go.
All right. That reminds me, Patreon. That does not remind me of Patreon at all, but I want to get that out of the way. Well,
it starts with a P. It's both P.
What's a P? Oh, Peak Design.
Yeah. Okay. Sort of sound the same. Patreon. Peak Design, Patreon, yeah.
Yeah, if you want to help us out and help fund Adam's bag habit.
Obsession, yeah, obsession.
Obsession. I'm trying to think of obsession, but yeah, he's jonesing for a new bag like once a week.
I don't think in all honesty, I don't think I will ever use another bag. I don't even think I'll use the backpack ever again. I don't think I'll ever use the top load zoom. Like, this will be the one bag until it literally it turns into dust.
Right. This is not the place for honesty, though.
What?
You just said, in all honesty, don't bring your honesty here.
No, I'm an honest person, though.
Yeah, I know. But on the show, we have a certain persona.
It's not honest.
And that's... Yeah, it's... Well, now you're lifting up the veil and we can all see. It's not like you're being dishonest, but it's like you have show clothes and then you have your regular street clothes and you don't wear your show clothes on the street.
Oh, I'm confused now.
Have you never been to Hollywood, Adam? I don't know. Never mind. This is probably for off air. This is how we deal with it off. In a weird twist, this is just a random story. I don't know why I'm even bringing this up. Just because we strayed into this weird territory.
Oh, this is where you met the magician.
Sure. I don't know. What?
And he gave you a peek behind the curtain, and then it taught you a life lesson that you're going to share with us now.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
It was Ben Stiller from Arrested Development. Tony, I can't remember what his name was. Tony something. Yeah. Anyways, no, my when I was in film school a long, long time ago, They were filming just at the end of my film school, middle of film school. They filmed a movie in Victoria, where I went to school, and it was I think it was the Air Bud. They filmed a couple of movies.
Classic.
Yeah, the first one. The first one, though. But so they filmed a couple of movies around that at that time, and one was Air Bud, and then another one was Scotty from Star Trek. James Doohan was in the movie. So I don't know if he's in Air Bud or not. If he was, that was the movie. And if he wasn't, I don't know what to tell you. But the story involves James Doohan filming a movie in Victoria around 1998. Okay? So one of the guys in my film school who had just graduated the semester before, he got a job on set. Like he wanted to be a cameraman or something like that. But obviously you don't walk on and be a cameraman. So you walk on and get a job. So the job he got was personal assistant to Scotty James Doohan. And so he would just walk around, whatever he needed, help him out. And so Scotty's about to shoot a scene with the dog, I guess. And he's like, oh, yeah, oh, hang on. I need you to hold my wallet for me. Like, okay. He had his wallet in his show clothes and he didn't want to have it in the scene. So he hands him his wallet and it was just jam full. He had like $9,000 in it. Hold my $9,000 for me. I just always thought it was funny that Scotty had a lot of wham. A lot of walking around money for Scotty.
All right. And to remind me how this story fits with our...
I don't know. You said Hollywood or you said something and I don't know.
Okay, great. All right, moving on.
Yeah. How it does tie in is, unfortunately, like he was, that doesn't tie in at all. Okay. Point is with Patreon, if you want to give us some walking around money like Scotty James doing...
Yeah.
Go to our site, twohosers.com, or whatever. You know, you can figure it out at this point. Can you still hear me?
Yes.
Okay, because I'm getting another call on another line, oddly. Somebody's interrupting our podcast, and they'll do it again. Point being, click on our site, click on the Patreon, help us out. There you go. What's going on, Adam? I wanted to mention... Since we talked last, is the first time we've spoken since, you know, the situation in Ukraine. I don't want to talk about it. I have nothing to add, really. I just don't want to ignore it. So we are acknowledging that it is very much happening, and it sucks. It sucks rocks. I don't know if you knew that. Okay. Can you solve it in the next 60 seconds?
No, I cannot, unfortunately.
Don't bother then. Don't bother. So, yeah, that's why I wonder how many people are tuning into the photo show thinking, wow, I wonder what those guys' take on Ukraine is.
Yeah, I think the...
Zero?
The likelihood is zero, yeah.
Yeah. So, there's that. All right. Well, my dad's calling, and he keeps continuing to call, even though I keep declining. So
nice. Yeah.
Yeah. There's that. All right. You know what was going on this week? I went skiing for a week.
Okay.
Well, I went snowboarding, but my kids went skiing. Have not skied in 2 years. I've not snowboarded in 2 years. Decided, let's go every day for a week. Let's go seven days in a row without stopping. That's a good idea. Bad idea, Adam.
Okay, your body did not like this.
It's actually all right because I'm a pretty big deal, but it worked out for me.
Okay.
All right.
I see the pictures. You're going to tell us about the pictures. Yeah.
That'll be in the shoot anything interesting. But we weren't sure if we were going to be able to go. Like we have this on the books. Like we go at the same time every year. It's a week holiday here for Fasching, for Mardi Gras here. It's a school holiday. So we go every year, and didn't go last year because of the whole COVID thing, sort of shut everything down. And then this year, it was on the bubble. So it was 2 years ago, we went like the week before COVID debuted. And so it was right after that, everything got shut down. Last year, we didn't go. And then this year, it was like, okay, we get to go. But it was touch and go for a bit because all of our friends in our close circle just started getting COVID in the last week. And so like leading up to it, and we're like, including the family that we were going with, like they rent a different apartment than us, but we ski together for the week, and they got it like 2 days before their trip, so they mm-hmm. couldn't go. They ended up coming for the last bit. They managed that the way the quarantine worked out. They were able to ski the last 3 days, but it was touch and go. We thought, oh no, but we dodged it evidently. So we got to go skiing for a week.
Nice.
Strange rules though. This was baffling to me, especially Bavaria. But so the rules were masks in the lift lines when you're lining up for the chairlift.
Okay.
And mask, and not just masks, not just like, oh, it's cold, so wear one of those neck gaiters that you pull up. No, you have to wear a full-on N95 mask.
Okay.
Outside in the sunshine and the wind,
mm-hmm.
which is bizarre to me. And they weren't messing around. And on the chairlifts as well, you had to wear one, even though you weren't allowed to pull down the, like, you know, they have those fancy ones with the shield so you don't get cold or rainy or whatever, right?
Yeah.
But those had to remain up. And, but a lot of people ended up wearing them. So I had one kind of around my neck that I would sort of half-ass pull in front of my face when I got on the lift so they wouldn't bug me. But a lot of people wearing them on the ski hill and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Bizarre to me. Bizarre. I don't know that. Meanwhile, if you go into a pub, and you also have to be vaccinated to go skiing. You can't.
Right.
You weren't allowed to without. And so they took all those precautions. Yet, if you're going to go inside the chalet, no masks. Just go nuts. Wall-to-wall right. people. Do what you want. But on the ski hill, that was the nexus. So that was weird.
Yeah.
But.
Yep.
Unbelievable weather, though. Sunny 7 days in a row. Bright sunshine. Not great for snow, but wow. Was it nice? Even got to wear a t-shirt on the hill a couple days.
Yeah, I see. You're celebrating it. Yeah.
Yeah, I was the only one. The Germans still full ski gear. And I wasn't like I was like, oh, I'm braving the cold. It was nice. Like it was, I mean, it was okay. To be fair, it was about 3 degrees, but the sun was out. So like, it was +3 Celsius for our Fahrenheit people. But nice blasting sunshine. So it was very, very nice. But at one point, yeah, a lot of stairs. Anyway. Okay. And then, the good news was I was in bed by 8:15 a couple of nights. Cause it was just that, like my son insists that we get there for the very first run of the day and we stay until the very last run. Like they close the lifts close at 4:15 and we went home one day at 4:08 and he freaked out. We have 7 minutes, Dad. I was like, yeah, I think.
Yeah, one more run.
Always one more. And he bombs down the hill. He is insane now. Like the first run out, like we hadn't been in 2 years and we got him bigger skis, et cetera, et cetera. And he just forgot how to ski. It was like, oh no. And then he picked it up, got back to his usual self. And you get to the bottom of the hill and there's a big sign like it's like to say tell people to slow down, but it says langsam, L-A-N-G-S-A-M. Langsam means slow, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, he doesn't do that. He just rips past that and then just completely fire hoses everybody with the snow spray in the line.
That's I can see people not loving that.
Yeah, but he's got a big smile, so they kind of like it. It's okay. It's okay. Anyways, but he told me about it, and I was like, well, buddy, they got the sign there. And he says, yeah, because it says long sum. And he says, yeah, but I don't see the long part. I just see the Sam. And Sam goes fast. Like, well, I heard. And he's talking about himself in the third person now, like Mickey Henderson. Were he going to do what were he going to do? So that was good. Under the shoot anything interesting category, it was my ski trip. There you go.
Okay. All right.
So I posted some photos. I took the 40D with me for one specific reason, because I wanted to get a shot for the yearly calendar that we make at the end of the year, that the in-laws, et cetera, always like. So I wanted to make sure I got one of those, which the very first photo, you can see the up and down one there of them in the super wide shot.
Mm-hmm.
That was the 40D. Other than that, barely used it. Like, I still love the camera, but for stuff like this, it is essentially useless. Like, the return on investment for taking it up the hill is pretty negligible.
Okay.
My wife's got a new Samsung phone, whichever one she has. I don't know which one it is. Takes phenomenal pictures. And the GoPro, I have the GoPro. It just fits in my little chest pocket of my jacket when I have one on. And it's just so easy to take everywhere and unbelievable. And like, you know, you don't need a case for it. You get sprayed with snow. It doesn't matter. That the 40D was just taking up space. So
okay,
that's where we're at.
So now, are you using the GoPro for any stills or just for video? Nah.
I would if my wife hadn't brought her phone, but her phone does a better job of stills. Like, it does fine, like the GoPro, but it's so amazing at video. Like, I can't believe, like, I love that thing. It's fantastic. I can't believe how cheap it was. I think I paid like $300 for it. In my opinion, it's already paid for itself in less than a year, just from some of the cool footage I've got of my kids at the, you know, swimming and at the pool, in the ocean, outdoor stuff here. Like, it is just out of this world. Can't say enough. If you're on the fence about getting one, get off the fence.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you talking about me specifically or just the world?
Everybody. Mm-hmm. Even you. I mean, I could imagine, like, just the outdoor stuff that you do. I mean, assuming that you like to see, like, videos of your kids from 5 years ago, in five years, you'll be amazed.
Yeah, and I don't know that I really have a use anymore. I think when the kids are younger, maybe. But, yeah, no, I think that when I want to take video now, I could probably just use the new camera and shoot dedicated awesome. Video. Yeah.
Yeah. But for stuff like this, there's no way. I mean, there's zero chance I would bring that camera up.
Oh, yeah.
Because I don't like skiing or snowboarding with a backpack and like that. So the few times that I brought it up specifically to take that picture. And then either we would just take a backpack and just leave it in the snow by the bottom of the hill. And like, no one's going to take it. Or if they do, they do. Or our car wasn't parked too far away. So I could quickly hoof it down and put it back in the car. Other than that, I wasn't going to carry it around. It was, forget it. That ship has sailed, Adam.
Okay.
So there's that. So yeah, so there's the first photo. This is actually a stitched up photo. I had to shoot this in two shots to get the full mountain in behind. The two of them standing there, the mm-hmm. up and down one. Yeah. So that's stitched together vertically. And then there's a shot of me and my son at the top of the hill on a t-shirt day.
Yep.
That's my wife's phone.
That's pretty good. Yeah. It looks good for a phone.
That is on her phone, sent to me via WhatsApp or whatever, which means it crushes it. And then I've crushed it again to show on the show. So the original is phenomenal. Like, this has been stepped on at least twice. It still looks decent. And then there's one of us and the whole family. You can see my wife and daughter going full German with the ski outfits.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They were my daughter did try one run in a t-shirt and or like a long sleeve and did not care for it. So she bailed. Yeah. And there I am. Oh, and then sometimes when you're in a t-shirt, you do wipe out though. And that was not as fun as you think.
Yeah, I see. And you got the Superman shirt, which sells it for sure. You're not definitely. Superman. Not Superman.
No, not on the ice. Superman does not snowboard on ice.
Yeah.
Very, very icy. The one problem with 7 days of sun is that you get no new snow. And I did not sharpen my edges before I left, which was a horrible, horrible error, as you can see here.
Why are you wearing Sam's shirt?
What do you mean? Because of the S?
Yeah, that and the size.
Oh, no. Those are just my muscles, dude. Yeah. It's an XL. What do you want? How much bigger can it get?
A youth XL. Yeah.
So, well, it's a girl's. That's right.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, so listeners who aren't looking at the photo might be saying like, oh yeah, Adam's making this up. No, you gotta see the photo. I'm not making it up.
Yeah. That's right. Sun's out, guns out, buddy. I don't know. I don't make the rules. I just follow them. Yeah. All right. And then my son wanted to snowboard this year as well. So we did a couple of different, like three of the days we took the snowboard out. And he'd never done that before, so we gave that a go. Some crashes, some frustration, but this was him at the night skiing. They have night skiing open one night a week. And so we went out, just the two of us, and did a little snowboarding. Had a good time.
Nice.
And then the last one is also the 40D. It was the last photo of him getting a jump. He likes to do the jumps now. So took that up, and there he is jumping back into the run, which sometimes can be dangerous.
Okay.
When there's people coming down. So all in all, good times. Had a good time. There you go.
Great.
All right. Photo challenge. Let's get into the photo challenge, Adam, because it is our topic. It is the challenge. It's all in one. It's the February monthly challenge, and it was red. For Valentine's Day, that was my motivation. So let's look at your Valentine. Let's do ours first so we can get out of the way and then do the real ones, the listeners.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Do we have to intervene, Adam?
What do you mean?
Well, you're like a weird cat lady now. Naming each of your cats for a child you never had. It's getting weird.
This is such a cute photo. I love this photo. I actually had other photos. Like I had, I'd taken a photo of a massive Canada flag that was out near in Tawasin, where I was wandering around with my camera, waiting for my daughter to finish her musical theater, and I found this amazing. It was a perfect time of day, and I took a bunch of cool angled shots of this Canada flag from below, like looking up the sky. And I haven't even edited them. I'm sure they're good. They would have been red. They would have been something different. And I'm like, yeah, it's a Canada flag though. This is Sonny the Woodle in a two hoser shirt.
And his shirt fits too.
Not a debate here about what to go with. So
no, obviously she's a hosers fan.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, plus she's freaking cute and the best dog ever. So I'm like, yeah, we're putting the dog in the t-shirt because we're really trying to go for that. Aww, that awe factor for the two holsters.
I'm just saying that you dressing your dog in a t-shirt means next time I see you, I'm going to have to see exactly how high you have your pants pulled up. And like you must have your pants up around your nipples.
Is that a thing?
And for old people, yeah.
Okay. All right.
And I'll bet you have at least three fanny packs.
Oh, but no, but the Peak Design Everyday Sling can convert to a fanny pack.
Of course it can.
Yeah, it can convert. Yeah, I should wear it as a fanny pack.
Yeah. When you make salmon for dinner for your son, are you going to eat it at 4:30?
Is that happy hour?
I think that's when old people eat.
Oh, 4:30. Okay, yeah. Yeah, early bird hour, yeah. Bird special, yeah.
Right.
No, I don't do that. But, come on.
Well, you can see it from there, though. You can see it from where you are.
Let's be honest, the photo monthly challenge wasn't really about, it's supposed to be about us. So do I do an artsy from below Canada flag photo in the wind, or do I do Sonny the Woodle in a hoser shirt? Like, I don't think there's any question. I went with the right.
No, there's no question. Right, you made the right choice.
Yeah.
However, I do have the duty to light you up over it. Like two things, multiple things can be true at once, Adam.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
This can be the dog can be extremely cute in this, but you also can be the guy who dressed up your dog in one of your t-shirts. Like those things can exist at the same time. Right. So.
Wait for a second. It's a good thing I didn't use one of your t-shirts or the dog would have been choking.
Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly right. We call me, that's why I'm called Double Dry. I throw in the dryer twice. You want to know the kicker? I don't even have a dryer. We don't own a dryer. So I'm zero dry. Yeah. That's just the ABCs of me.
Okay. All right. Let's look at your photo. There's not a lot of art going on here. It's just basically Sonny the Woodle. Try to get a non-distracting background. Dog in t-shirt. Way harder than you'd think that to get this shot. Way harder.
I'll never know how hard it is to put a t-shirt on a dog. I'll never know.
Well, putting the t-shirt on the dog is the easy part. Getting her to sit for the shot when I forgot to get a bunch of treats in my hand, big mistake. And I didn't want to go downstairs because she'd hop off the bed and have to do it all over again. So all she kept doing is lying down, which is fine, except for you can't see the two hosers part of the shirt.
Yeah.
So yeah, this was a colossal challenge to get this.
Right.
So yeah. So anyways, a lot of work. No real lighting, on camera flash, but a challenge nonetheless.
Getting the t-shirt on the dog is the easy part. It's the hard part is looking at yourself in the mirror after.
Correct. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Got that clear. No, it's
I'm still happy I did it. I'm happy I did it.
Yeah, no. You like I said, multiple things can be true at once.
Mm-hmm.
You're fine. You're fine. Okay. All right. Next up, here's my son.
Oh, there's a big surprise.
Boom. Yeah. Yeah, he was able to put his own shirt on, though, turns out.
Maybe he was.
Yeah, no, he did. He did. Yeah, and so we went on the he's been reading my old books that I had when I was a kid. So this one is a book that he read.
Okay. That's it?
Well, he's wearing a red sweatshirt, but this is also a book that he read.
That's your version of red?
The photo challenge was red, and he's wearing a red sweatshirt, and that's a book that he read. Do you understand how levels work?
Yes. No, this is very deep, this image.
This is multi-layered fabric.
Oh, wait, he's got fabric on his head. He's got fabric on his head.
An enigma wrapped in a riddle.
Yes.
Smothered in secret sauce.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what this is. Oh, and there's a red apple on the Scholastic logo on the book.
Yeah, no, you nailed it for sure.
Well, I don't like to just declare myself the winner, but hey, I'll take it. He's actually reading this. I have a bunch of these books in. I kept them. I don't know why, because we keep certain things. Glad I did, because do you know Gort? You must know your wife. Yeah, we've talked about him on the show before.
Yeah,
And I will tag him in this because he is one of my favorite authors when I was a kid. And I had a bunch of his books, but I must have gotten a bunch from the library because I read all of his books back in the day. I wish I had bought them all. They're probably about $2 a book at when the Scholastic Book Fair came to your school. Remember those days?
Oh, they just had it last week at my kid's school, Jack's school. Yeah. You know what he came home with?
Books about Kim Kardashian?
Nope. An Austin Matthews poster.
Okay, that's a good book.
Because you can get posters too. He did get a book, but the funny thing was Austin. That's all he talked about was like, yeah, Austin Matthews poster, which went up in his room. Hockey player, for those that don't know, yeah.
Yeah, the mustache kid.
He's got a pretty sweet mustache. Yeah.
Yeah, that's how I know him. So okay, well yeah. So they used to have those things, or they still do, evidently. And I wish I'd bought them all because I don't think you can buy the books. You can buy the updated version of the books. Because he wrote a whole series about like the Bruno and Boots that were staying at like boarding school in Ontario and the whole series about that. And there's this one called I Want to Go Home that about a kid going, Rudy Miller going to camp. And then there's another one about a guy named Boots. Who is Boots? Bugs Potter, not Boots. Bugs Potter. Ringing a bell yet, Adam?
Yeah, the Bugs Potter one I knew. I don't know this one. I don't know the I Want to Go Home.
Very good. Very good book. I read it about 100 times when I was a kid and then somehow kept it. So I have about 4 or 5 of the books, I guess. I wish I had more because, like I said, you can't buy them. And I've seen these go on eBay. Some of them go for like $800 or $900 or something like that. And not that I'm selling it. I want to get the rest of the series. But what ended up happening, and this is a direct plea to Mr. Gordon Corman, they re-released the books but updated them to be more modern. And I don't want that. I want the originals, man.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember, Adam. Make it happen.
No, apparently, I don't know if it was you. Did you ever have written correspondence with Gordon Corman?
Like, yes, we tweeted back and forth a couple times.
No, actually written correspondence, though. Like, no, like letters or something.
No. Oh, I think
someone
I might
did.
Have as a
someone
kid.
Told me that, it might be actually Lisa through one of her classes. But I remember a whole dialogue back and forth with Gordon Corman that was written down, and I saw. So if it wasn't you, it was Lisa. And I'm thinking more and more it's Lisa. I have to ask her after and get back to you on the air. But I'm pretty sure he's very good about answering like kids' letters or whatever. Mm-hmm. So I don't know where he is at now and health wise, but yeah, you should get Sam to write him a letter.
This is that letter right now, live on the air.
I'm like, dear Gordon. Yeah.
No, I think you know what? You're 1,000% right. I'm gonna have him write him a letter in German auf Deutsch. That'll be funnier that way.
Yeah.
He does love these books and that's how you're going to get the lost book. I don't know that I will. I'm assuming that if he could release them, he would. Somebody's got the copyright and not doing it. I don't know. I don't know how this works, Adam.
Yeah.
Anyways, I lit this. Besides the flashlight, this is actually lit with two lights. One blue one on the outside to be moonlight, and then a little bit of yellow for his face. And there he is reading, enjoying the exploits of Rudy Miller under the covers.
Okay.
In the middle of the day, because that's when I had to take the picture.
Right.
Yeah. So it's a lie. It's all a lie, Adam. Mm-hmm, all a facade. Mm-hmm. All right. More importantly, yeah. let's get into the good photos. So there's 11, I think 10 or 11. That's 10, maybe. One was double. I kept them both because you'll figure that out. But all right. Let's get up in no particular order. I just happened to, however I grabbed them, these are them. First up, Scott Barrowy. This was supposed to be a photo of a radiantly red cardinal. Our schedules didn't match up, so I went fishing. Speaking of fish, there you go.
Mm-hmm.
These are fish candies, I think.
Mm-hmm. These are Swedish fish.
Reminds him of Swedish fish.
No, they actually say Swedish on
them. Is that what it is? Is that a Swedish fish? What is a Swedish fish?
It's like a red candy, like Swedish berries. You know Swedish berries? It's the same flavored candy that's just shaped like a fish.
Oh. Yeah. I've never had Swedish fish before.
Okay, they're delightful.
Are they like sardines? Because I had sardines today.
No, they're not like sardines. They are very, this is, again, I'm not a huge candy person in general, but this would be a candy that I would like a couple of. Like I do enjoy the Swedish berries or Swedish fish. Yeah. I don't know if they're from Sweden, but they're delightful.
You get them at IKEA maybe?
Maybe. No, I don't think so.
You gotta put them together yourself?
Yeah.
Here's just some sugar and some red stuff.
Come in 16 parts and have confusing instructions. Yeah.
Yeah. With no words on it because it's multi-language.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm glad we got to the bottom of this.
Okay, there you go.
Swedish fish. He took the time to light this, though, Adam. You notice that?
Yeah, I'm not sure about the shadows and stuff. It's fine. It's fine.
Oh, so you're saying the ROI on that is low?
Very low. Yeah.
I wanted to use ROI twice in the same podcast.
Okay. Episode. Yeah. Yeah. I'm thinking Windowlight would have just been fine here. I would not have tried to light the Swedish fish.
He did post another photo of the setup shot that I didn't grab. But so if you want to go see it, go ahead, Adam, but you're not going to.
No.
Okay.
All right.
Next up, this is JC Russo, Dying Beauty.
It's cool. I like it. Yeah. I mean, I just, the contrast is very cool. The black background and the bright yellow, flower, like, yeah, this is really cool. Yeah. Texture, all sorts of neat elements here. So good job.
Yeah, I feel the same. I'm getting to the point where with some of the long-term submitters, is that what they're called? People who've been
regular,
participating.
The regulars,
participants. Yeah. I'm where I get to, like, where I'm like, they take so many good photos that I'm like, yeah, I'm used to you taking this good one. You know what sure. I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's good. So I'm like, yeah, but that's it is what you do. No, obviously not J.C. Russo.
No, that's not fair. He could use some work, yeah.
No, not at all. I do like this. So, all right. Next up, I have, this would have been the hands down winner, but now it's neck and neck, in my opinion.
Okay. All right.
Once again, Kenneth Skalevik.
Yeah.
From Bergen, Norway. This is his winter time. Oh, he even hashtagged it rouge for you, Adam, because you're French.
Yeah. Yeah. And this is a great photo. So for,
yeah.
Yeah, I just, there's nothing I can say that's critical at all. Like, it's so good. Yeah, it's so good. Right. What a great pose, great light, great everything, the sky. I mean, it all looks good. I guess if there was only one nitpick, and this is a season to taste thing, is the horizon no line.
Fish candies.
No fish candies, and also just the horizon line seems slightly off.
Yeah.
That's it. And I'm, my instinct for this photo would have been just to level that, just so that it wasn't a distraction. Like, it's not really
just you don't complain about it.
Yeah. So for people like me, yeah. No, but I might just, maybe that's just that my workflow, but I would have just like, if it was off more or like, if it was off a lot, then of course it's like an artistic element. When it's off, like, I don't know, 3 degrees. Then uh-huh. I'm like, well, why is it off 3 degrees? I get hung up on details like that. That's me. That's not everybody.
Yeah. I honestly did not even notice it till you pointed it out. Cause I know, like, the horizon line is like a lot of people. It's a classical thing to, you know, always make sure you have it level. And I miss a lot because I never care.
Mm, sure. There you go.
And that might be me. It might be me not caring.
Yeah.
But this is some extreme depth of field as well.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah. It's crazy how quick.
Should I just point out the obvious? Hey, yeah. Also, chocolate is delicious.
Yeah. And again, thanks. just the pose, like, is so great. It's just screams, yes, of little kid and not posed, right? It's just it seems natural, right? Just even the way
I wish my kids could do this now. My kids are too aware of doing it, and the feet are positioned, and then over the shoulder. This should be an ad for whatever that cat thing is on her zipper.
And the other thing that I'm trying to think of the other thing that I really like is like the angle. Like, this is not the typical angle that you would shoot, right? You'd either, I mean, we talk a lot about getting down and getting eye level, but mm-hmm. shooting from this low perspective, actually, just because of how great the sky is and enough of the background, and it's different, but it's not so low that it's off-putting at all. Like, it looks great, and it doesn't make you think that she's a giant. She still looks like a little kid. Like, no, there's just so many good elements here.
Well done.
Yeah, you're better than me, Kenneth. That's all I can say.
Yeah, he was worried about that. Lost some sleep last night.
Yeah, he's like, it's so close. It's neck and neck. But yeah, at the finish, you got me by a whisker.
The low angle. expect a low angle shot of the dog next week.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. All right, next up, having to follow that, your buddy, Frank Pang.
Yeah, sorry, Frank.
Have you ever, you must have been at a restaurant in Steveston and wondered, hey, I wonder if Frank Pang's here. Just looking around.
No, now I'm going to, though. I haven't wondered that, but now I'm going. I'm going to be looking over my shoulder every second now.
And you're like, hey, does Frank Pang even like McDonald's? Yeah.
The answer is yes. Yeah, that's the answer. Is,
of course he does.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there's that. Panger's up next.
So these are shoes.
That's my takeaway. Yeah.
It says hashtag shoe. Because I didn't hashtag know until I started
rouge reading. Again. Did we make until a I rouge started, joke? Yeah. Oh, we did.
You did. I don't make those cheap jokes, but you did. Yeah.
Oh, I did make a rouge joke. Man, I do appreciate the fact that other people pick up on those things that I forget that I said. So there's that. All right. So yeah, these are shoes, Adam. Take it away.
Yeah. It's interesting. It's well lit. I like the way the colors pop from the black background. Again, I think there's now, I'm looking quickly scanning the list, like a number of people went this direction with like red popping from a black background. Like, seems to be a theme here.
I noticed that. No,
But it does look cool. So good job. I would have found this subject, just taking this subject and shooting it on its own, difficult to make interesting. And you did it, Frank. Frank did a good job here, I think.
And placing the red shoes on a red surface,
yeah,
with the black background,
with the fall off, choice. And yeah, it's a cool product looking shot. I don't know if you're selling these on Etsy. This would be a good product shot.
The fact that you know what Etsy is does not help your.
I pulled that one out of left field. I don't even know, is that still a thing? I know it used to be a thing. Is that still a thing, Etsy?
Oh yeah. No, I'm on there twice a day.
Right.
Okay. There's that. All right. Next up, Marumal 97. His original idea, another fall through. Last moment, but he was in Dublin on a business trip, came across the Temple Bar, which I want to go to. The long exposure was possible thanks to my camera bag taking on the role of a makeshift tripod. Very handy. That looks cool. Yeah, with the little blur of the people walking there, looks really cool. This is a place I do want to go, to Dublin. Dublin in general, but also the Temple Bar, very famous. Probably very touristy, but I'm a tourist, so I'm okay with it. It's definitely a destination I want to get to Dublin. So this looks really cool. I like the lighting here, the cool looking outside of the bar with the brick and all that. A lot of great elements.
Mm-hmm. And I had this thought the other day just about long exposure. I haven't done it in so long, but I was thinking, man, like as I drove over a cool bridge with lights, I actually was thinking like, I really haven't done long exposure for a very, very long time. I can't remember the last long exposure attempt I even made. So, this is good work. And again, I'm inspired. I'm going to do a long exposure shot at some time in the next 10 years.
Next 10 years. Yeah, that's about
right. Yeah, that's my promise. Yeah.
Okay. Next up is the Donkey Lasher from Squires Gate Blackpool. Extended beach walk with the long rat in preferential conditions today. It was a two-parter. He had this sunset and a Christmas tree graveyard. So I just chose this one because the Christmas tree graveyard is just, it was all right. Too late for the two hosers photo challenge? No, it is not. You're a week early. Not sure if it qualifies due to a distinct lack of rouge. There you go. I did make a rouge joke.
Wow, rouge is everywhere. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, there's not much red here. I look at this. I don't think, that's red.
Sure.
But I don't hate sunset shots.
Yeah. Agreed.
Okay.
It's a good sunset. That I would not put this in the rouge category.
But always nice to participate, though.
Sure, yeah.
I like to encourage. And Adam likes to discourage to make himself feel better.
I try to.
Right. Next up is David 120 Williams. Now, he posted two, and I kept both of them for one reason. I think this is the better one, the red on the black, like, which is the theme. And the second one is he's evidently walked into his bodega and wrote Tiger Williams on the box.
I like that one better, to be honest.
Better photo? No, I don't.
Yeah. I like the, I do. A little more effort. I do. I like, a little more effort. I like it better. The football one's fine. And maybe it's just now that I've seen enough of just red on black that I'm like, okay, seen it. But I really like.
Inflate the ball to 70 kilopascals.
Yeah, I really like the apple photo. The square, is it a square crop or is it an 8x10? I can't tell. But
right, this square.
Looks pretty square. The apple photo looks like a perfect product shot. Again, I think that these apples in this box lend itself well. I love the kind of cardboard kind of front just to frame it with the little offset Williams Pride apples sign going the other way. Like, this is a great photo. And as simple as it is, the other one to me is like, it's fine. It's okay. Yeah, whatever. Yeah. Yeah, the hands play a little too much of a role in it. I don't know. I did that one's like it's fine, but the second one surprisingly to me, because the first time I looked at it, I'm like, oh, apples, and I'm like, I really like that photo. I didn't even notice the Tiger Williams 22. So yeah. That's another layer of awesomeness.
The fact that he got his, like, that was his number on the Canucks, right?
It must be. I don't know. I don't even know.
Because he played on like 400 teams. I think he played Maple Leafs, and I think he played for the Kings at one point.
Yeah, he did. He definitely played for the Kings. Yeah.
Yeah. And so, and used to really get into it with Mike Bossy. I mean, there's a great video clip of him online just like later, years later, just taunting Mike Bossy, like after they retired for no reason. Yeah. Tiger.
But anyways, great photo of apples. This is really good. I like it a lot. So there you go.
Well done. Next up. See, this is why the one of with Kenneth was second place to me, because I love Bob's photo. This I like Bob's photos all the time. To me, this is the clear winner.
Yeah, this is really good.
This is like a movie.
And it's like a movie, and it's also taking that same theme that we saw of, like, you know, the black and then the red, but just like the background with this, the cityscape and everything, just gives so much more depth and just layers of interest, and the light post and the lighting and the reds. Oh, it's terrific. This is great. I only just saw this.
It's like, wow, this could be a poster
for sure. Yeah.
A movie of or Austin Matthews. You could just make this an Austin Matthews poster.
Yeah. They, you know what? That might be Austin Matthews. No, the pose is great. It's posed but relaxed looking. Great work, Bob. As always.
Yeah,
fantastic. You and Kenneth should get together and have a podcast.
Yeah, and don't invite us. That's what I would say.
I'll submit my crappy dog photo every week, and you guys can rip on it.
Just rip on it. We should do that. We should absolutely do that. I'm in for that. I'll actually step up my game, though. And maybe shoot my son with a John Grisham book or something good. Something good like that. There's a little something funky going on around. Like, was there some Photoshop going on around him? Or was that just the light glowing from above? Or, like, look at his legs. You see sort of a color, funky color thing happening. What is that?
I don't know.
Okay, you're not going to solve it for me. Okay.
No.
Now, the next one, I don't think is meant for us. Is it?
It seems like a product shot for a pinball machine.
Yeah, but it seems like, because obviously, so this is a Canadian-themed pinball machine. Rush, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
Going in with his Kiss, Led Zeppelin, and Iron Maiden existing ones. But this one's the Rush. This was it Roll the Bones? What was that? Was one of the albums? Power Windows? What was something? Give me some albums.
I was not a Rush fan, so. Sorry.
I hated Rush when I was a kid, mostly because Geddy Lee looked like a gong show, but I love Rush. I play them all the time. They make it into my random playlist all the time. I wish I had appreciated Rush as much when I was younger as I do now. They're fantastic.
This is tagged Hey Hosers, hashtag Hey Hosers.
Yeah, I think that's just a reference to them being a Canadian band and they're hosers, and this is one of the, I think they stumbled into this, but I didn't want to leave them out just in case. And also JC Russo liked it. So as did a few other people. It doesn't show, but I can see the pictures down there of other listeners who did like it. So they might be very confused, or maybe I'm confused, but either way, Roll the Bones.
Okay. All right. Well, Tom, and the way they started off, Rock City Music Company, Hey Hoser, look what just arrived. So they're speaking to a hoser specifically.
Well, either you or me. It's not both.
Yeah. So it's Hey Hoser. So yeah.
Yeah.
Someone Canadian. Okay. They're speaking to someone Canadian that they know, and then they hashtagged it.
Yeah.
So there you go. All right.
Welcome to the podcast, Rock City Music Company. Guess they're not listening. Okay, to everybody, all the listeners who liked their photo, you got to go on and comment that we mentioned. They got mentioned on the Hosers podcast. They'll love it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and last one for this week is Roger Dahlman from St. George, Utah. Down the road and spent a sunrise at Red Cliffs National Conservation Area. A square format show. Okay, you can read the rest. If I look through and don't see a hashtag Rouge, then this one's going to get a lower mark.
No Rouge.
Didn't hashtag Rouge.
This one's all meta. Best. This is all like yours. Like, I read a book.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was at a place that had red in the title.
This is like the beginning of Big Lebowski, a little bit. To me.
Okay.
It's cool. This, I feel like Utah would be a place that I would like to go and live.
I looked at this photo at first and I was like, eh, like, but the more I look at it, actually, the more I like it. Yeah. There's lots of different layers and it's cool as it, you know, foreground, middle ground, second middle ground, third middle ground, background. Like it's cool looking. And the crop at first, I'm like, oh, maybe I'd want to see more. And now I think, no, I think the crop is just right. And
I want to see less.
This one's growing on me. Yeah.
Well, Roger, he doesn't disappoint.
No, and that's why I thought at first, I'm like, Roger, like, you know, doesn't he usually do like the Oregon coast stuff? Is that Roger? Am I getting it right?
No.
Okay. Completely wrong person.
Yeah. Yeah. That just shows how much you care.
Yeah. Sorry. Sorry, Roger.
No. I believe he's out on the East Coast.
Okay. Well, Roger, I definitely think that this is a cool photo that, I would have glanced by too quickly if I did not take the time on this very podcast to enjoy and critique.
Indeed. Indeed. Once again, thank you to everybody who contributed. We very much appreciate you taking the time, not just to take the photo, but to submit it and wait to hear what Adam has to say about it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what, it works. It's a win-win, I guess.
Yeah.
A challenge for next month for, I danced around on this one for March and I just was, you know what? And this wasn't even inspired by Kenneth's, but now I kind of want it to be, I want to do something with the shallow depth of field. That's what March is going to be. Shallow depth of field.
Great.
Throw that on Instagram, hashtag it #2hosersmonthlychallenge, #HeyHosers. Even better, do both of those and tag us at @2hosers, and we'll be sure to see that and talk about that at the end of the month. For next week, though, Adam, there's something I haven't done in quite some time, and I think the first week of March is going to yield the best, good results for that.
Okay.
Blue and orange. Been a while since we've done it.
Okay.
Mix the blue and the orange, the teal and the orange, as I guess is the way they refer to it.
Okay.
The shadows. How much further do you want me to go?
No, I think you've said enough. You've said enough. Yeah.
Oh, that was a long time ago. That was like 8 years ago. Yeah. No. There you go. So we'll do it. We'll talk about that next week. Websites, Adam, you're well. Check out Sonny the Woodle at this point. The dog has taken over your
Adam Two Hosers. I actually in my Instagram, like, you can have multiple accounts. So now Sarah's relinquished Sonny the Woodle her Instagram over to me. So I have the two accounts and I don't even bother being on my own Instagram. Not that I post much ever or go on Instagram that often, but when I do, it's just on Sonny the Woodle. So I get a lot of dog things to like and interact with. Yeah, everything's dog on Sonny the Woodle.
Can you post first person as Sonny the Woodle?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
No, I'd like that. I'd like you to write as if, awesome. I don't know. I don't read it, but it's not for me. It's for everybody else. But you should also, like, every once in a while post about how great your owners are and stuff like that. That's what I think I would do.
Yeah, I plan on it for sure.
Yeah, a lot of first-person stuff. That's what we're looking for.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, oh, boy, I sure do like it when my owner makes me wear a shirt. Oh, there he is, watching episodes of Matlock and gumming his applesauce. All right. Okay. My stuff. Oh, I'm waiting. I bit of a backlog on ordering plywood, so have not made a new video yet. Waiting for some plywood to show up, hopefully tomorrow, and then I'll get back to making some Holzfäller woodworking. There was one. I posted just before I left on vacation about making the magnetic bottle openers.
You know what? So, I think if you want to really have your Holzfäller woodworking take off.
Yeah.
I have a suggestion for you.
Okay, I'm all yours.
Okay. More of the tight Superman shirts.
Obviously.
Yeah, there's gonna be a lot of people out on the internet looking for that. So
yeah,
I'm just saying you want this thing to absolutely blow up. Yeah, that's the attire.
No, I'm aware of that. you want to point out the obvious?
Okay, all right.
Yeah. All right. What about racism? Is that bad or? Anything else you want to point out that we all know?
I'm just making sure that you were aware. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, no, I got it. Anyways, check out, I'll post a link on the site about the bottle openers, that video, and expect more to come. So check that out at holtzfellerwoodworking.com. Also on Instagram, follow me on Instagram. And my stuff at alanatridge.com, the two of us at twohosers.com, where you can go to find all the links, photos, everything we just talked about. And that's it. Until next week, get out there and make better photos.